Flip up and down your radio dial searching for the sound of a woman rapper, and you'll be doing that for some time.
It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy?
That is Nicki Minaj. She's the lone female MC on the charts. Music commentators Maura Johnston and Jay Smooth are talking about Nicki Minaj and the drought of women in hip-hop.
Is that a woman rapping on the radio?
Wait, was that an actual female voice rapping on the radio? I didn't know that that still happened. There hasn't been a female that was heard
in a really long time.
In quite a long time. What do you think it is about Nicki Minaj that's letting her break through the glass ceiling?
I think right now, female pop stars with outsized personas are definitely taking the pole position in pop radio supremacy. And she definitely has a big persona around her, you know, with her Harajuku Barbie look and her crazy accents where she can go from like a Cockney accent to a Queens accent to a Valley Girl drawl.
My backup on it, room, room with the pickup truck. That blue and yellow, yeah, that's the calm, mellow jag. I vibe and weave, I'm head on with that Mayweather jab. I get the thumbs up like I'm hailing a yellow cab. My flat nuts like I'm a nuts and a yellow cab.
The Mariah Carey collaboration, the Up Out My Face, is interesting to me because if you listen to the lyrics of the song as a whole, it's about a woman being independent and being able to kick a man to the curb if he's not treating her right because she's successful on her own. But then when you look at the video, you see Nicki and Mariah literally inside Barbie packaging as Barbie dolls, rapping and singing from inside the Barbie box.
Yeah. Barbie is a really interesting choice just because she has defined white female sexuality for so long. So this is sort of reclamatory in a way.
I think you could read it that way, yeah. But you could also read it as encouraging black women to try to conform to white standards of beauty.
Very true.
Cause she's shaking it for daddy, yeah. She's shaking it for me. Yeah. She's shaking it for daddy, yeah. She's shaking it for me.
It's funny though because, you know, she is operating in a very male-dominated genre right now. I've worked in a lot of male-dominated environments before, and I mean, there is a currency that is bestowed on women who can keep up with really sexually charged banter. It's almost like taking the power of leering out of the man's hands and putting it into their own.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring-a-ling. Stick shift the ding-a-ling. Boy like y'all ming-a-ling. Excuse me, what happened? I'm flyer than a robin. I'm flyer than an eagle. Yeah, done up and make a nubbin.
I think she can spit, as the kids like to say. She's doing traditional New York rhyming with internal rhymes and a lot of structure and flow. Nicki just happens to be this voluptuous woman who sort of resembles the hip-hop Jessica Rabbit. But since hip-hop as a whole has been geared towards representing women in a particular way, if she represents herself that way only 10% of the time, the public will perceive her as that and only that. She's walking down a path that's hard to tread because she's burdened with being the only woman out there trying to represent.
I need to dance.
That's Jay Smooth, who blogs at illdoctrine.com, and music writer Maura Johnston talking about rapper Nicki Minaj. To hear more music from Nicki Minaj, visit nprmusic.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm flying in the eagle that's bounding.